Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan went to a nudist resort this weekend, and I need to hear about it right now.
What?
Ryan Adams, that guy that you're about to introduce right over there, went to a nudist resort this weekend, and I cannot wait to hear what happened.
What are you going through right now, dude? Okay, please tell us. Ryan Adams is here with clothes on, thank God.
I did go to Caliente on Saturday. Woo! With a group of friends. It was very nice.
A group of friends?
Yeah.
So now you're hanging out with nudists?
Part-time
sure.
Nudists. Part-time.
Yeah. I was clothed the whole time.
Really?
I wore my bathing suit in the pool.
Were people looking at you like you were naked? Like, what's this loser wearing clothes for?
Now you're just a creepo. No, you're like, I want to see your vaginas, but nobody gets to see my ding-a-ling.
No, there was, I saw at least a half dozen other people there in bathing suits. It was fine.
Okay. Yeah, did you have a shirt off or on?
I'm a shirt off.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just as bad.
It was a lot of fun. Caliente is fantastic. It really is.
It is if you're into that scene. Absolutely.
Okay, I need to ask some questions, Johnny.
Go ahead, please.
I may. Were most of the tatas that you saw, were they nice, or was it kind of like, you know, Animal Planet?
No, there was quite a few very nice upper regions of a woman's body.
727-579-1025-800-771-1025.
Can I ask more questions?
Oh, please.
So I've never been to a nudist resort before. I feel like I would be awkward and weird.
You're weird at a normal resort.
Right, exactly. Good point. And I'm wondering if when you were there, like in my head, everyone's like, it's like an orgy. Or are people just doing like normal stuffs, you know?
Yeah, it's Cali. And I did a little research on Caliente before I went just to see what I was getting into. And they actually frown upon open like sexuality there. They
so
do.
You're just nude, carrying on, doing your normal
hanging
thing.
Out. Literally. In more ways than one. Yes.
Yeah, it's a nudist lifestyle. It's not like an open orgy lifestyle.
Okay, well, in my head, it is. That's they do over there.
There are swingers that go to these places because they feel more comfortable in that kind of an element. But I've done several comedy shows at nudist resorts, including Caliente. And
they're nude while you're doing comedy?
Yeah.
There's no way you can keep it together.
Oh, man. I did one at, not Caliente, but like their poor
Paradise Lights.
Yeah.
Paradise
I didn't want to say the name of the place. It was like the trailer park version of Caliente. But it was an outdoor venue in July. Matt Fernandez and myself, the two fattest, hairiest comics in Tampa. And we were dying out there, and everybody was naked but us. I mean, we are...
Oh, man, I wish I had just, like, a photo of, like, you in the audience. Are they sitting down, or are they standing, like, just normal, like, in chairs? And are they, like, all, like, spread eagle, like...
No! Oh, okay. What is wrong with you?
They realize they're naked
spread
and other
eagle.
People
I don't
are naked.
Know. I don't know what kind of people go there. Now, can I ask the age demo?
Oh, there was probably people from 60s and 70s all the way to younger than me. Yeah.
Mean age.
Probably
like
40s. 40s.
Yeah, okay.
40s, yeah.
That's what I thought.
I would say, I don't even know if interesting is the right word.
My balls was hot. Yeah.
There were a lot of hot balls on Saturday.
When I did the comedy show the first time there, it was like 2003, 2004, around that area.
Yeah.
And I headlined a show, and very nice crowd. I mean, it was a great show. But the manager comes up to me, very good-looking lady in her 40s.
Yeah.
She's wearing like a skirt, but no top. And she comes up to me.
Which is worse. Like, just be totally nude.
No, I'm a comedian. Like, I'm trained to constantly, like...
Find the joke.
Well, I'm hyper, like, alert of my environment. Like, I'm always combing my surroundings
right.
for
You're
material.
Right, you're very vigilant, very sensitive to what's going on around you.
Yeah. So... like the ultimate observist or whatever you call it. But anyway, so I'm looking around and she comes right up to me and she's like talking to me. Oh, we're really excited to have you here. Just a couple little rules. And she goes, the main thing is they want to be treated like a normal crowd. So don't mention they're naked at all. Just do your show and don't mention that they're naked. And then I just blank face, I go, you know your boobs are like right there, right? And she goes, yeah, see, that's not what we want. I go, but they're right. Like, I can touch them. Like, they're right there. And she's like, okay, well, have a good show. And just walked away. I was like, so my first joke, I go, hey, it's nice to be here at Caliente, which is actually Spanish for my balls are hot or something like that. Or my balls are on fire or something. And then I just went into like 10 minutes of material about them being naked. And they loved it. And
yeah,
I
there you go.
I look over across the room and she's just mean mugging me the whole way. Like, I told you, you son of a bitch.
I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if interesting is the right word for this, but when we were driving through the gate to get to the clubhouse, it is, I mean, there's condos there. There's a hotel resort there. There's houses there. There's a special, like.
Oh, no, kids live there and stuff.
Okay, can I ask another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I want to know Bush to non-Bush ratio. Like, you know, I think that's an important question that the audience and
I
myself
know
would like to know.
What's trending right now.
Can I be honest with you and say I really didn't sit there and do a checklist?
That's
really not a lie.
God damn it. I will not have this dishonesty on my talk program.
I did not sit at the pool.
All right, fine. Different question.
It's just not, it's not polite to stare like that.
Polite? They're naked.
All right, next question. Mean average dong length.
Oh,
what are we looking at?
You
know,
I left my
tape
measure.
Those I did look at
home
with my mouth
for the occasion. I'm sorry. I knew. You know what? When I walked into
which
Caliente,
one tasted the best?
Well, now that's a question I can answer.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day. You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.